Apparently, I was just too harsh for Rode in the past because they kicked me off their PR list. But I still wanted to compare the new peptide lip tint formulas to the old ones, so I went and bought them for myself. And today, we're gonna pit them against each other. I'm gonna give you my brutally honest review on whether the new formula is actually better or if it was just a cop-out. So here we have the original and new formula in both Ribbon and Espresso. I also went back and looked at the first time I ordered the Rode lip treatments and lip tints back in 2023, and back then, they were $16. Now, they were $20 a piece. A $4 price increase in actually under 2 years. But I digress. Let's get into the actual formula. I'm gonna test both of these on my hand and do a close-up. Here's the close-up. We have the new formula on the top and the old formula on the bottom. Look at the graininess. You can see it so clearly in the old formula, but I'm not seeing any in the new formula, so it's looking like they fixed it. Look at that graininess. And I know it looks grainy, like right there, but that's just the hairs on my hand. I can't do anything about that. Now let's see if they actually give the same level of hydration to my lips. I'm gonna do the old formula on this half. It's actually very tough to get positioned. Honestly, I think they nailed it. You literally cannot tell which side is the new one and which side is the old one, but you can definitely feel it in the fact that there is no graininess, but the formula still feels exactly the same, just minus the graininess. The level of gloss is the same. This is exactly what I wanted them to release originally. It's no secret, they definitely should have just tested the original formula for longer, and they would have found out it gets grainy. But nevertheless, I am glad that they fixed it eventually.